Thank you so very much, and happy September, Mike Pomp. And joining us here this morning, Deputy U.S. Marshal Brandon Wilson, sitting in for Jeff White, who's, I guess, is it normal that Jeff is kicking back and doing nothing, Brandon?
I mean, am I one to throw shade? Absolutely. Yeah, he is.
I know, and I just jokingly throw shade, because you guys, you're hard workers. It's, you never know when you're going to get the call.
Well, some of us are, Pat. Let's be honest. No, I will say, in Jeff's defense, the ironic thing is he's gone. I just came back. So it's kind of a give and take, right? Yeah, he takes a little bit. I take a little bit.
It's how it works for all of us over these summertime months, especially.
Right.
So, all right. So we do have a brand new fugitive of the week for this week. Who are we looking for?
So this week, Pat, we are looking for Mark Donald Gagnon. Mr. Gagnon is wanted for failure to appear for a supervised release violation.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, is what that was is we gave him an invitation to court to show up on his own, and he decided he did not want to, so the judge issued a warrant.
And again, this is just a matter of doing what you need to do so you can maybe put this all behind you.
Right, yeah, I mean, I'll never understand that, but I guess that's a good thing from my perspective, but, you know.
Right, it keeps you active.
Right. So Mr. Gagnon's going to be a white male, 59 years old, 5'6", 150 pounds, hazel eyes, brown hair. We're not aware of any tattoos that Mr. Gagnon has, although I wouldn't be surprised if he has some.
Mm-hmm, sure.
The last information we had was Mr. Gagnon was living in Manchester, but since he got his invitation to court, he had apparently packed up all his belongings and left his last known address.
Okay.
So the chances of him turning himself in, my guess, is slim to none. So
but
this
somebody
is where
might,
we ask for help.
Right, somebody might know of his whereabouts.
Correct, and, you know, it's just that little information. I know Jeff says it all the time. I say it all the time. It doesn't have to be he's here, he's now. It just be that little, you know, house on the corner with a covered fence and red couch on it.
Yeah, or this is where I've seen him go to breakfast at this place 3 times a week or something like
correct.
That.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've picked up numerous people going to Dunkin' Donuts to get their morning coffee.
Sure.
That they go to. I mean, people are creatures of habit, right?
Yep,
so,
yep.
Anything that anybody might have would be greatly appreciated.
Great. And then how do we pass that tip along, Brandon?
So we've got a couple different phone numbers. Obviously, you can call your local police department. You can call us at 603-225-1632.
Right.
And then we also have a couple links that you can tip. You can call 1-877-WANTED-2 or submit a web tip or text NHTIP to tip 411.
And then follow that up with any information that you may have. And again, big or small, anything might be the tipping point.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know Jeff says it all the time, and you can stay anonymous if you want. If you don't want to, that's fine. But if you want to, that's fine as well.
Right, but you're not going to have to appear in court. Nobody's going to come back at you about your information that you had. You guys are just looking for it.
Right. I mean, that's the beauty of this aspect of it is the case has already been brought. Charges have been brought.
Correct.
Now it's just time for them to answer to it. You're not building anything up upon this.
Right. Right. So your help would be much appreciated.
Well, as always.
And I'll get this posted in the next few minutes at, of course, our website, thepulseofnh.com. Brandon, welcome back from vacation. Jumping right back into work. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely, Pat. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful day.
You too, Brandon. That is our Fugitive of the Week here in the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.